Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Hey everyone, welcome back to Rise Up, and today we have kind of like a three-part special. Wow. It's the first, and it's basically some of my learnings and realizations about a new book that I have loved reading from page to page, and I just found myself finishing it in one day. I'm like, what? Who is she? And I just really want to relate to you guys how empowering it is for me, and been in a good mood ever since. Okay, so basically, this book is called The Happiness Advantage, The 7 Principles of Positive Psychology That Fuel Success and Performance at Work. Oh, nga ba, diba? This is by Sean Acker, and yes, it's based on positive psychology, and we're basically going to talk about how we can practice positivity more to succeed better in life. And yes, first tip is happiness. Then success. But first coffee, right? Okay, so but first happiness, then success. So what does this exactly mean? Usually, kasi when we think of happiness, that's usually the end goal, right? Pero bakit kailangan sa dulo pa? Why not now? Actually, according to the book, it's kind of like Copernican finding. Basically, this guy was the same person who founded that the earth is round and not flat. So parang ganyan din. It's actually happiness that goes first before success, not the other way around. Success actually orbits around happiness. So happiness shouldn't be an afterthought, diba? Hindi lang siya reward dapat, but it's a way of thinking, a way of living and being. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a luxury. Hindi lang siya pang mayaman. And it's also not just for the weak, diba? Na parang, ay, lagi namang masaya yan, diba? Parang chill lang, shallow, pethics. It doesn't mean you're working any less hard, or it doesn't discredit your success if you're chill and happy, diba? But basically, let's break it down. Based on a scientist's definition of happiness, actually, the experience of positive emotions. So it's pleasure combined with deeper feelings of meaning and purpose. Getting very philosophical here, but basically some of the 10 most common positive emotions are, listen up, list it down. Let's be more mindful of these. It's basically joy, gratitude, feelings of serenity, even feelings of interest, hope, pride, amusement, inspiration, awe, and love. Now, these are all researched by top happiness researcher, probably the world's leading happiness researcher, Barbara Fredrickson. So that is how you define happiness in kind of like a scientific, measurable way. So again, it's not just an emotion or an expression. It's not just an end goal. It's more than a good feeling, but it's a great and actually crucial ingredient of our success. An example would be, actually, they studied a couple of entries ng mga madre talaga, of Catholic nuns. They had diaries back in 1917. Matagal na, syempre wala pang internet. Journal tayo, ganon. So their entries, according to their diaries, the ones with happier entries actually lived 10 years more than those with more like maybe gloomier entries, probably. So basically, at least now we know that this is a fact. It's not an end goal, and it's not that comes after success, but it's the starting point and the main ingredient towards success. So paano nga ba yon? So that's just number one, okay? Second is, happiness is not just a mood, but it's a work ethic. Did you actually know that negative emotions, they narrow our thoughts and range of actions? So, parang lumiliit yung possibilities or yung caught up in our negative emotions. Sabog tayo and everything feels hopeless and we kind of feel helpless. And the opposite goes when we're happier and when we're, you know, feeling lighter, when we're choosing happiness, parang ang galing-galing natin sa araw na yon, right? Sometimes we feel like, wow, ang galing mo today. Good mood, may nangyari, diba? And this is basically because you get to incorporate that happiness and it can be practiced.
So it's not just an emotion. So we gotta choose to practice positivity and train our brains. Hindi naman that we're blinded by negative situations, diba? It's not toxic positivity. Once again, that's not what we're promoting here. But it's more about the action that comes with the awareness na pwede pala nating piliin yung more positive path. Okay. Para mas maging live tayo with solutions. And there's a term called broaden and build theory, which is actually important when it comes to our evolution. Wow, fully evolved, ganon. Magaling tayo, ganon. So it's sabihin, when we're choosing to see the positives or the positive possibilities versus scanning the room for everything that's bad, everything that's negative, parang everything that's triggering us. If we choose to see positive possibilities, it actually trains our brains to be more adaptive. It makes us smarter, makes us more creative, makes us even more intelligent, and makes us more open to new ideas. So with that said, long story short, nakakagaling. When we choose to be happy, when we choose the positive path. Okay, number three way is every shot counts, meaning that even the smallest dose of happiness can affect our performance. There was an example, funny, this experiment was done on doctors the other way around. So they kind of grouped certain doctors to make different diagnosis on a certain case. So the doctors who were given a boost of happiness in a form of a candy, candy lang as a gift, ha? Not to take it. Kasi syempre baka yung ano nila sugar levels mag-spike and that's probably the reason fear. But no, they didn't take it. They just received it, basically. They were able to make faster analysis, or they were able to make the right diagnosis twice as fast versus those doctors na hindi nakatanggap ng candy as gift. So basically, as simple as that. It makes us rethink how we approach our day-to-day routines, diba? The littlest details count. Like taking a great shower, not rushing to work probably, or having a moment for yourself, maybe meditating during the day, or again, starting with a cup of coffee unrushed. It can totally change your performance, not just your mood. So yes, it's a work ethic and every shot of happiness counts. Number four, take advantage of your personal bliss. Now knowing that it can be practiced, there is no one perfect or correct way of choosing the positive path or practicing positivity. It depends on your personal preference, right? And maybe it could be music, maybe it could be exercising, but here are some concrete examples. So yes, meditating. So it actually boosts empathy. It boosts your awareness, also makes you more patient and loving. And another one is to look forward to something. That's actually something universal. You can practice taking advantage of happiness and positivity by being excited and by anticipating something good. Even the anticipation brings joy already, right? Kaya we get excited when our favorite K-pop artists or groups drop their next album, diba? Or pag may favorite series tayo and then they drop their episodes every week, alam mong may aabangan ka, diba? So there, little details like that. And actually, another good example is to spend money, but not on stuff per se. Maybe that gives temporary bliss, but rather spend it on experiences and also on friends and family. There's actually a term called pro-social spending, meaning those who spend money on others actually feel happier than those who spend it on themselves. Let's try that. Let's also spend on ourselves, but also for others. No, but yeah, you can probably send this podcast to your significant other to make them feel happier. Parang, oh babe, nakakasaya daw if you spend on others. No, but it's true, diba? And also celebrating or exercising or practicing your signature talent. Basically, bida-bida tayo kung saan tayo magaling. Because it reminds us that we are indeed capable and that we have something to bring to the table. So an example would be probably, what are you the most good at, ba? Is it whipping up a recipe? So you can practice that and take advantage advantage of it. Exercise that signature talent or skill. I guess in a way, it's also an ego boost kasi, no? Okay. And number 5 is that your mindset is everything. Actually, our mental construction, the way we conceive of ourselves, what we think of ourselves, basically, yung impression natin sa sarili natin, it has a direct influence upon so many factors. Not just performance, but also on our aging process. Oh my gosh. There was actually an experiment they did on the elderly. Siyempre, elderly meaning a few years ago, wala pa silang internet, wala pang digital landscape. So what they did was kind of like a time hop or time machine experiment. They brought all the lolos and lolas into one area and kind of made them go to a blast from the past experience. So no phones. They were given their ID cards with their faces as middle-aged people, not as lolos and lolas. And then they were encouraged to talk about their past during that time as if it were a present state of mind. So, for example, kung ako yun, parang, oh, remember those times nung nagta-tamagotchi, charot. Or like nakikinig sa Spice Girls or basically a nostalgia trip, but talking about it as if it were the present tense. So they did that experiment to these lolos. And ang galing daw kasi parang yung life expectancy nila nag-increase just because of that. So it's all in the mind. Your reality is literally shaped by your mindset. Another example is they did an experiment about chores as exercise. And those who have been primed to think that their work is doing them well in terms of exercise actually did lose weight. Oh my gosh. And not just that, their cholesterol also dropped. There are actually effects versus the group na naglinis din. They also did their chores, pero hindi sila sinabihan na nag-exercise ka rin, ha? Oh my gosh, right? So just that mindset shift can do wonders to your performance and to your, you know, goals to success. Yes. So no wonder, no, yung mga VR and those sci-fi fantasies, they are quite a hit because, you know, what is virtual reality? If your brain waves and signals are telling you it's real, then it is. So let that empower you that you can have control over your thoughts and you can use them to better yourselves and to do better when it comes to work and life in general. Okay, so basically that is it. But there are 2 more pointers that I read on the book that really made an impact. There are also these 2 theories. One is the expectancy theory, meaning your expectations create brain patterns that can just feel and be as real as those created by real life events that actually happen in the real world. So basically, yung pag-expect mo palang or anticipate mo of something, feeling natin nangyayari na talaga siya in our brains. So wag tayong assuming. Sometimes, hindi pa siya problema, ginagawa ng drama, diba guys? So wag tayo advanced mag-isip. And let's just hope for the best always. Work for the best and never assume the worst. And another term I picked up from that book was also the Pygmalion effect. It's basically when our belief in another person's potential actually does bring that potential to life. In Tagalog, push mo yan theory. In Tagalog, paano pa yan? When you see that there is potential in something or someone, it actually happens more versus discouraging that person. So you can apply that to yourself. You can apply that to your family members. You be the support system. You tell them to see the best potential in you. Let's exercise positivity and practice it more intentionally. Okay, so that is basically the first part of this kind of like happiness advantage positivity series. This is basically just a reminder to be empowered that there will always be a positive choice if we practice it. Sanay-sanay lang yan, diba? The more negative we are, the easier we doubt, the easier we kind of just not want to do anything, diba? And that's not good. So again, happiness is actually the starting point, the sustaining point, and the celebratory point or the peak of success. It's the climb, it's the whole mountain, and it's not just the summit. So I hope this invites you to bring more intentional joy in the way we perceive and approach whatever life throws our way. So part 2 and 3 is coming right up in the next episodes. For now, please do tag us in your posts if you enjoyed this and give us 5 stars. if you haven't yet. And rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it, guys. See ya. Practice happiness.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.